institutional. That's the word that best describes the old look of Wrangell Medical Center. The walls are a generically dreary tan, the banisters are scratched, the floors show the wear and tear of 1,000 muddy shoes scuffing up the walkway. It looks like a hospital.
It's utilitarian.
That's hospital CEO Marla Sanger. We're in the basement of the medical center, walking down a hallway to a positively tiny room. It's barely big enough to squeeze in some chairs and a desk and maybe a yoga mat.
But this area in here was the space where most of the physical therapy activity occurred. It has one window that looks out at a wall where a little bit of indirect light gets in. But other than that, it's very much just the kind of harsh lighting. It's got a gray carpet. There still was very excellent care provided here. But it is not an atmosphere that just says, you know, welcome, come in, you've come to the right place.
The hospital has struggled with its public image for the past couple of years, but it's making some major changes in how it relates to its patients and the community. And that's why Sanger says the time was right to freshen up the facility, too.
It's very treatment-like. I mean, it feels like you feel like you've come here to have a treatment performed, where in the new physical therapy gym space, it feels to me much more like a health and wellness place, where people are coming in to achieve their optimal mobility and wellness. So we'll go take a look at that next.
The new physical therapy space is upstairs. It's a large room lined with mirrors. It's filled with brightly colored therapy balls and lots of equipment and exercise machines. The two rooms are like night and day, and this change happened in less than a month. Earlier this year, the entire physical therapy program was overhauled. The department was given 3 weeks to strip it down to the basics, reevaluate, and modernize.
And their task was to redesign this space, to design new processes for physical therapy, design all their documentation tools, design the way patients would get registered, the scheduling, everything. They identified pieces of equipment that we didn't have that they ordered, and then within from the time that they arrived until 3 weeks later, we went from what you saw downstairs to this new space.
And the problem with redoing one part of the hospital is that it underscores just how much the rest of the building needs a makeover too.
And I would kind of liken it to when you fix up a room of your house and then the rest of your house suddenly doesn't look so good. That feels kind of like what happened when we improved the physical therapy space and built the beautiful new gym. And then all of a sudden, we're looking at everything with kind of a bit askance. And so that's why we're doing this. It just needs to look better.
Sanger says she was strict with budgeting the renovations and shopped around carefully to get the most bang for the hospital's bucks. The result? The walls are getting a fresh coat of paint. Instead of the old peachy tan, they're sunny yellow on top and rich green on the bottom. The old worn banisters are getting refinished, and new carpets line the hallways. And to further break from the old institutional feel, she involved hospital staff in parts of the decision-making process. Chris Reed is a development assistant for the hospital. She's also an artist with a flair for color. So she helped choose the paint.
I did a little bit of research online and found that greens and blues were colors that were recommended for places where people were being treated for a variety of different things. And just in looking at the colors available to us, that seemed like a good decision.
She picked out some color options and posted samples around the building for staff to vote on. Once the feedback was in, the colors went up.
Oh, it makes a huge difference in how people feel in the space. And I would say to some degree, depending on the space, how productive you can be.
Reed says it makes the building a more pleasant place for both patients and staff. It's inviting. But that doesn't mean the hospital stops here. CEO Marla Sanger says that these renovations do not replace plans for a brand new facility.
Just because we're doing these improvements right now doesn't mean in any way that we're not still very interested in very much wanting a new hospital. And we are going to be continuing to try for that. It might be a bit difficult, but we're going to just try one step at a time and to get back on track, get it going again.
But in the meantime, she says, the hospital can continue to care for the community in a freshened up space with a brand new outlook. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.